screaming whine of the burglar alarm rang out, and all the lights in the castle flickered into life, flooding the darkness with dazzling white. "Hey, you, stop! I've got a gun!" I heard the yelling as I ran away, leaving the painting I'd planned to steal on the wall and abandoning my own forgery on the flagstone floor. I got a sudden image of the shotgun's business end before the roar of the explosion, then the ratchet clatter of the pump-action reload. I made it down the wide staircase, through the hallway, then past the door and into the echoing high-ceilinged kitchen. As I ran for my life, again I heard the roar of the shotgun behind me, felt the hot warmth on my arm, caught a glimpse of the blood rapidly pulsing down at my right hand. Gunfire again. But this time it went wide, and I ran on, careering through the kitchen, dripping blood onto the flagstones. I made it to the outside door and climbed out onto the clifftop, where I dared to breathe and paused to bleed. I held on to the hope that my pursuer was still inside the castle, hopefully having lost my track. The next gunshot, closer now, proved me wrong. The moonlight made everything almost as bright as day, and the night air was cold and fresh, the salty ozone a welcome relief after the oppressive old stone and furniture polish aroma of the castle's interior. I ran on and reached the cliff edge, where I braced myself for the long, agonizing climb down the sheer rock face, remembering the rain-slick, craggy handholds that had ripped apart my fingerprints on the way up. In just a few weeks, I had become a forger, a liar, and a thief, the kind of person I normally despised. I'd scammed my way into this grisly world, and now there was no way out. I'd broken into a castle to steal a valuable painting, and pretty soon I was likely to be locked up for years, with no prospect of bail, and I'd been shot, possibly badly injured. My sliver of opportunity to escape depended on using my injured arm for an agonizing climb down the cliff to the rocks below. How had I come to betray every principle I'd once held dear? It was all because I had fallen in love with Anna.